CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where the House Judiciary Committee is back in session.
Good morning. A quorum being present and pursuant to notice, the committee will reconvene to complete consideration of a resolution exhibiting articles of impeachment.
Committee Chairman Henry Hyde and the committee are now debating a fourth article of impeachment alleging abuse of power, wording borrowed from the Nixon impeachment vote 24 years ago. But this article is the weakest of the four, alleging no crimes, rather charging the president lied to the American people when he denied having an affair with Monica Lewinsky, lied to his own staff, and misused executive privilege to try to keep his aides from testifying before the grand jury. After completing this fourth and final impeachment article, the committee will debate and surely reject a Democratic alternative to censure the president instead of impeaching him. The committee has already approved three impeachment articles, two on perjury, one on obstruction of justice, guaranteeing a House vote next week, only the second in American history on impeaching a president and trying to remove him from office. President Clinton, meanwhile, has left this morning for the Middle East. Let's check in live with CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer to see what the White House is doing to try to defend the president.
Top Clinton advisors, key people aboard Air Force One with the president, and strategists here at the White House are counting votes, trying to decide which wavering lawmakers are approachable. The president will likely talk to three of the undecideds who are part of his Middle East delegation. And the White House leaves the door open to another presidential speech, and that would be a final plea before next week's House vote on impeachment. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer. Now with more CBS News, here's Jim Shenevy.
And more on the president's trip to the Middle East, Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
President Clinton was hoping to celebrate the success of the peace agreement, but the agreement is falling apart. Palestinians have held more than a week of violent protests, demanding the release of Arab prisoners in Israeli jails, prompting Israel to suspend peace moves. Israel and the Palestinians are also at loggerheads over the procedure for amending the PLO charter, calling for the destruction of the Jewish state.
An explosion has rocked the small town of Continental Divide, New Mexico. No initial reports of casualties. A natural gas leak is suspected. An arbitration panel has awarded lawyers who negotiated the multi-billion dollar tobacco liability settlement a record $8 billion. It's easily the largest amount ever paid to settle legal fees. $3.3 billion of that will go to just five attorneys in Texas. Doctors at Pittsburgh's Children's Hospital have announced the first successful four-organ transplant involving a child. Three-year-old Brendan Edney received new lungs, a heart, and liver in a 20-hour operation conducted in August. Dr. George Reyes.
We don't know how long he's going to live for. Our expectation is that he would have a normal lifespan. But it's too early to say. He's the first case.
Brendan could go home within days. This is CBS News.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
Are you the official photographer of your family? Well, picture this. Come in to Gateway Country and get an Intel imaging package free while supplies last when you purchase a G-Series PC at 400 megahertz or faster. You'll receive a computer built just for you, featuring an Intel Pentium 2 processor. The free package includes a disposable camera plus what you need to enhance and share your holiday pictures on your PC. Enjoy photography like never before with a Gateway PC featuring an Intel Pentium 2 processor and a free Intel imaging package. Gateway Country. Get more out of the box.
Get your free Intel imaging package with the purchase of a qualifying G-Series PC at Gateway Country in Monrovia, Montclair, Corona, Mission Viejo, Cerritos, Huntington Beach, Torrance, Glendale, City of Industry, or in Santa Barbara.
All supplies last with purchase of a G6400, G6450, GX450XL system ordered from Gateway Country stores during business hours from December 4th through December 13th. Terms and conditions apply. Come into Gateway Country or call 1-800-GATEWAY for details. Not valid with any other promotion. Mail and film development on CD requires 3 32-cent stamps.
Space Shuttle Endeavour's crew sleeping in late. A six-hour spacewalk is on tap today with more work planned on the International Space Station. The hatches to the ISS have been resealed, but astronauts Jerry Ross and James Newman will work on the exterior, prepping the space station for future visits. More secret NBA talks are reportedly on tap today. Commissioner David Stern and Players Union Director Billy Hunter meeting in an undisclosed location in New York City. They're trying to get something going to end the lockout. Similar talks 2 days ago were only described as optimistic. The league has reportedly set a deadline of early January to have a deal or the entire season will be canceled. A jury in Washington, D.C. has awarded the mother of transvestite killed in a traffic accident nearly $3 million. The jury agreed that Tyrone Tyra Hunter's human rights were violated. Witnesses testified that city paramedics stopped treating Hunter's injuries when they discovered that she was a he. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Good morning. I'm Gail Eichenthal.
I'm Frank Motek, KNX 1070 News Radio.
53 degrees in Hollywood. President Clinton's Saturday radio message coming right up for you.
All right, an important traffic message. Jeff Davis, what's happening out there now?
On the westbound 91, Caltrans has closed the three left lanes from Lakeview to the 55 interchange, including the West 91 connector to the southbound 55, and getting word of a three-vehicle accident on the right shoulder of the transition from the West 91 to the 55, presumably to the north 55. Also on the southbound 14, two right lanes are closed for Caltrans work at Agua Dulce south of Acton. South 110 connector to the east 10 closed, as well as a west 10 connector to the southbound 5 in the east LA interchange. And I'll be back in 6 minutes with more traffic on KNX 1070.
And checking the weekend forecast now for LA and Orange counties. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs up around 75. Lows tonight mostly back down into the 40s. Right now we're showing 53 degrees here in Hollywood. Time now for President Clinton's weekly radio address on KNX. And apparently it's not coming down on the feed from New York at its regularly scheduled time. Here we go now.
But this year has been very hard on farmers, for some the hardest in nearly two decades, and many are strained to the breaking point. Today I want to talk about what we're doing to help America's farmers weather these hard times and to build a stronger safety net to protect them for years to come. We're living in a remarkable time of prosperity and even greater promise for our future. Our economy is the strongest in a generation, with more than 17 million new jobs, family incomes rising, the lowest unemployment in nearly 30 years, the lowest inflation in more than 30 years, the smallest percentage of people on welfare in 29 years, and the highest home ownership in history. America's farmers have helped to build this new prosperity, but far too many of our farming communities are not reaping its benefits. Flood and drought and crop disease have wiped out entire harvests in some part of the countries. Plummeting prices here at home and collapsing markets in Asia have threatened the livelihood of some farming communities. Wherever we live and whatever work we do, every American has a stake in the strength of rural America. America's farmers are the backbone of our economy and the lifeblood of our land. Our farming families stand for the values that have kept our nation strong for over 220 years. Hard work, faith in family, perseverance, and patience. We can't afford to let them fail. Last summer, we took action to ease the immediate crisis on our farms. We began buying millions of tons of wheat and other food to ease the burden of dropping prices here at home and to feed hungry people in Africa, Russia, and all over the world. I signed legislation to speed farm program payments to farmers who need the money now to start planning for next spring. And I called on the Congress to take action to help farmers survive this year's 1-2 punch from Mother Nature and the marketplace. I'm pleased to say that this October, as part of our balanced budget, I signed legislation that included a $6 billion plan for farmers in need. This November, we started putting the plan into action with nearly $3 billion in income assistance to farmers who've seen their profits wither as crop prices fell. Today, I'm pleased to announce the next major step to ease the crisis on our farms. Nearly $2.5 billion in emergency aid for farmers who've lost crops and livestock. But with too many farm families still in danger of losing their land and with crop prices still far too low, we know we must do more to strengthen the safety net for our nation's farmers. Government has an important role to play in meeting this challenge, but it's not something government can do alone. Ultimately, America's farmers will keep America's farms growing strong. We know that no one can fully predict the changing weather or changing prices, but every farmer knows that crop insurance is one of the best ways to protect against the worst risks of farming. In good times, crop insurance gives farming families the security they need to thrive and grow. And in hard times, crop insurance can mean the difference between a spring planting and a spring sale of the family farm. But far too many farmers don't have crop insurance at all, or only buy the bare minimum, not enough to withstand a really devastating year. We need to do more to enable family farmers to fully protect themselves in hard times. That's why I'm pleased to announce the funds we're releasing include $400 million in new incentives for farmers to buy crop insurance. We'll give farmers a one-time premium discount of up to 35% when they expand their crop insurance, and that will give our farming families greater security and more peace of mind. Together, these steps will help thousands of farmers around our country to recover from this difficult time and plant a seed of hope for the future. not only for stronger farms, but for a stronger America in the 21st century. Thanks for listening.